Հան ուղոր և որդվո և որդվույն սրխո, ամեն։ The game, hide and seek, is a beloved game by all children. Psychologists say and encourage that children play this game often as they grow up, because it helps improve and strengthen the ideas of balance, agility, and coordination, while at the same time teaching them the concepts of volume, size, and social skills, teamwork. In fact, I'm going to out my daughter, who's 13 almost, Serpuhi. She still loves to play hide and seek. And you know, she's tiny, like me. And she is able to hide in the washing machine. And so she hides in the washing machine or the dryer. And one time she did that and I purposely turned it on. Started to turn it on while she was in there. And she goes, no, you found me. But this idea of playing with children and teaching them hide and seek is very, very important growing up. However, hiding is not always the best thing. And as we grow older, we tend to hide more things in our lives. As we grow older, we tend to hide our feelings, our weight, our age, the mistakes we've made in life, the lies that we say and we know, and sometimes even we hide the truth. In today's gospel reading, Christ gives us a very ominous warning. And he says, "Nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing is secret that will not be made known and brought to light." In reality, we tend to hide things in three different circumstances, or three different people, we'll say. The first is we hide from ourselves. We hide from ourselves. We tend to shut our eyes to the consequences and the actions of our habits. We do this often. If we think, if we close our eyes, then it's not real. Right? We don't turn the news on, so there's nothing bad happening in the world. Or, I've done something wrong, but if I don't talk about it, it's just going to disappear, and no one's going to know. But in truth, when we hide from ourselves, we're just lying to ourselves. It's as if you are ill, you have a sickness, you have a cough, a headache, or a fever, and you don't go to the doctor. And we've all been there. We've all said, we've all been sick, and we've said, no, I'm fine. I don't need to go to the doctor. No, I'm totally fine. And then we end up being bedridden for the next couple of days. We lie to ourselves very often, and we hide the truth from ourselves. The second group of people we hide the truth from is from others. We hide from others. Secrets from others are no good. Secrets ultimately come out into the light. I didn't say this in the Armenian, but it's easier in the English. Benjamin Franklin often said, "The only way a secret can be kept between three friends is if two of them are dead." Okay? But even then, it comes out ultimately. And those who keep secrets, those who hide from the truth and hide the truth, are the most unfortunate souls. They are the most depressed. They are the ones that are the most sad. Because we are created in God's image, and we are created to be professors and confessors of the truth. And when we do not confess the truth, it eats away at us from within, because that's not our nature. As we hide from the others and we hide the truth from others, we now have to try and explain, and we've all been there. Don't tell me you haven't, because I know you have. When you lie to one person and now you have to change the entire story and tell someone else the same story and make sure they're on the same page. And then you have to tell someone else, and you have to make sure everyone is on the same page. And we've done it before. We come home and we say, "All right, I spoke to this person today. I told them this. So now you have to tell them the same thing." And we cause people to become sinners. We cause people to become liars and hiding the truth as well. And eventually people find out. And it's even worse at that point. Nothing is ever hidden and stays secret. It's easier just to tell the truth in the beginning than to become a liar and create a story around it. And the third time we try to hide the truth, or the third person we try to hide the truth from, is from God. It's impossible. It's an impossible act, but we all try and do it. When we do something wrong, we try to justify what we've done with God. And we say, oh, I did this because you didn't bless me in the time I wanted. You didn't answer my prayer. Or this person did something to me, so now I had to be forced to do this. And we try to justify our actions. But in truth, God sees everything. He knows everything. And for good or for bad, he remembers everything. And on the final day, everything we have done and we have not done will come to light. Nothing we can do can be hidden from the eyes of God. As I said, there is no act, there is nothing so small that God does not see, both good and bad. There was once a man who lived a very, very bad life, a horrible life, only did bad things. And one day he decides that he's going to change his life. He's going to start doing good so that his soul, he says, can be saved. And so after that, he goes out and he starts doing all these great things. He keeps doing good things, working at hospitals and working in orphanages and helping the poor, all these things. And he's happy and he's excited and he's proud of all these things that he has done. But he doesn't see that there's any change in his life. His life is still the same. So one day, as he's walking in the street, he sees an old grandma walking, and she has a jacket on, and it has buttons on her jacket. And one day as she's walking, and he sees this, one of those buttons pops off and falls to the ground. And this man sees it, and he thinks to himself, he goes, I'm sure she has lots of buttons at home. It means nothing. It's just a button. But there's something in him that pushes him to go and get that button. And so he goes, and he picks up the button, and he runs after this grandma, and he says, Miss, you dropped this. And she's so thankful for it. She takes it and she goes home. Years go by. And finally he passes away. He dies. And he is presented. He is standing in front of a huge scale in front of him. With two plates. And on the left hand side of the scale, all of the horrible things he has done in life. Many, many things. All of the horrors, all the tragedy he has done and caused people is on the left side, and it is going down, and if it could, it would even break the scale. That's how much he's done. And he looks on the right side, and there's nothing there. It's empty. He's surprised, and he says, even here I have no luck. I'm going to hell for sure. And at that moment, from the distance, an angel comes, and in his hand he has a little button. And he comes and he puts the button on the scale on the right side. And all of a sudden, everything changes. And he's surprised. And he says, how is this true? How is this possible? I've done all these good things in my life. I've changed my life. And not one of them appears on the right side. Why is it only a little button that has saved me? And another voice from the other side comes and says, because all of the good things you have done for your own pride. You have done for yourself. But this one act you have done, you did for my glory. And you helped someone for them. And because of that, you have been saved today. This is the same in our lives. Everything we do, no matter how small it may be, how insignificant it may seem to us, it is great in the eyes of God. And on the final day, no matter what it is, it will show what we have done. Both the good and the bad. So in these next weeks, as this year comes to a close, and we only have 2 months left, less than that, I ask and I pray and I encourage each of us, what little acts of kindness, what little Christian acts, what truth can we speak to others that may be small in our eyes, but is great in the eyes of God, great in the eyes of another, that can help someone and can help save not just us, but maybe even them as well. No act so small is forgotten by God. Both good and bad. Let us work on those little good things and try to erase the little bad things that we do and we say, no one's going to know. It's insignificant. It doesn't matter. Because God sees all. And on that final day, as he says, Christ, nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing secret that will not be made known and brought to the light. Amen.